Thank you. Thank you so much. My name is Keith Teedy. I'm the host of New Media Central Podcast, and this week I'm talking about insurance and what a big ripoff it is. It's a throwback to the old protection racket that the mafia used to do, and it's gotten out of hand, and we got to change it. So I'm going to talk a little bit about insurance today. First, I'm going to start off with a little ditty, a personal anecdote that just happened recently, in the last week or so. So I've had this same insurance broker for over 30 years. I started going to them when they were a little teeny shop on Main Street in the downtown where I live. I gave them a lot of business, car and house insurance. Gave them a lot of money over the years. Everything was good. And then some corporation bought them out. And the good news was the gal who I'd been working with for years went with the company that bought out the little company, and they moved to a big corporate office. Okay, you know, that's America. That's how we do things. Bigger and better always. So I'm going along pretty good, and the company who I'd been with for years, the insurance company that the broker got for me that I've had for many, many years, suddenly, for no reason, I didn't have any claims or anything, more than doubled my premium. This was like 2 years ago. Okay, so I call her up. Not going to say her name, but anyway, we'll call her Mary. I said, "Hey, Mary, my insurance premiums doubled what it was last time." "Yeah, they had a lot of payouts, so they had to..." "What? Okay, all right, forget that." And so I'm like this close. I've got my fingers about a 16th of an inch apart, my thumb and forefinger. I'm about that close to saying, "Fuck it, I'm not going to have insurance. I'm going to be one of those people who don't have insurance and just suffer the consequences, because having insurance is not good." So anyway, of course, I'm not going to do that. I'm a law-abiding, play-by-the-rules kind of guy. So I keep the insurance. But I tell her that I'm very, very disappointed and ask her if there's anything she can do, call the company or whatever and find out what the hell is going on. Well, I'm going to sit on it for a few days, see if she says anything. Anyway, she does call back. She says, "I've found a company who will cover you for less money." I said, good. "How much?" And she quoted me a price, and it turned out to be less than what the old premium was before they doubled it on my other insurance company. So, cool. Yeah, all good. And it's the same coverage, same deductible, same everything. Yep, everything's the same. Okay, cool. Yeah, let's do it. So I switched to this new company, and everything's good. I pay the premium. I got the coverage. Everything's good. About a year ago, we had a guy come and look at our roof. Actually, it was a person who was doing our gutters. I usually do my own gutters, but for whatever reason, my wife decided that we should have someone come and do our gutters for us. And so she got this guy to come in, and it was a roofing company who also does gutters. And while he was up there doing the gutters, he said, I think I can get your roof replaced through your insurance company, because it looks like it's a valid insurance claim. And we're saying, okay, well, do what you need to do. And he spends some time. He goes up there. He brings other people over there, and they look at it, and they go, yeah, this is a valid insurance claim on your roof here. So he goes through the process. It gets done. And it's one of those things where, cool, man, I just got a brand new roof. They ended up putting on new gutters and new skylights in the living room. And those skylights were $20,000 just the skylights. There's two of them. They were $10,000 apiece. So I'm cool. Yeah, I've been, you know, paying into these premiums for decades, literally a bunch of money. And finally, I have a claim that's I'm going to get some of that back. And cool. Yeah, everything's good. They paid out. There's no problem. Nobody tried to deny anything or anything like that. And everything's good. Well, I get my notice that my premium's due on it. This was like a month and a half ago. And I go, okay. And it was raised. It was higher, but not much. So I said, good, everything's good. And I paid the premium, sent off a check for the premium. Okay, all's good. I think we're covered, you know, just no lapse in insurance that I've never had. I've always paid on time, always paid every penny, and never had an issue with insurance not being paid properly. because I'm a law-abiding, play-by-the-rules kind of guy, and I do it. Well, everything's going along good. I think I'm insured, and I get a notice in the mail from the insurance company. It says your cancellation notice. And I'm, well, this is not good, and I'm looking at it. I went into my online bank account to see if the check had cleared. Well, it hadn't. So I'm like, well, okay, so the post office lost it. I'll call the broker tomorrow, which was Saturday, I think, that I got it in the mail, and I called him on Monday. Well, my gal, Mary, that I'm calling her, wasn't there. And I said, okay, well, I want to do this. And the bimbo that I was talking to had no clue of what I was talking about or how she could fix it. A simple thing. I mean, they only have one job, and that's to take the money and process it. Well, she couldn't do it. So I said, okay, I'll call the next day. And I wasn't able to on Tuesday, but I ended up calling her on Wednesday. And she was in the office, and I'm talking to her, and I said, I got a cancellation notice. And she said, well, did you pay it? And I said, Mary, how long have we been in the insurance game together? And she said, oh, it's been a while. I said, it's been over 30 years. Have I ever even been late or anything? I don't know. No, I have never been even one day late on paying a premium for decades. And you're asking me this question? And we had a good relationship before. And I think being in the corporate office has messed with her brain. But anyway, I said, yes, I paid it. She goes, well, it hasn't been paid. She said, did the check clear at your bank? And I said, no, it didn't. I was prepared to pay by credit card over the phone just to make sure that everything was good. But she wanted to wait a day or something like that. Anyway, I called her back the next day to get it settled. And she said, oh, your payment came in last night. And I'm sitting there thinking, no, no, no. I sent this over a month and a half ago. And I know the mail's effed up right now. I know the U.S. Postal Service is in the toilet. And that's why President Trump wants to privatize it. Because it's one of those government institutions that have been around forever and they've just ruined. It's ruined. It's in the toilet and it can't be fixed. It's too far gone. They lose billions of dollars every year. Why? So I just held my tongue. I didn't say anything. I didn't say, you lying, stupid-ass bitch. There's no fucking way that that thing came in the same day I fucking called you and told you there was a problem. It was sitting on somebody's desk, unprocessed, and I get a cancellation notice after being with y'all for over 30 years. I didn't say that out loud. I said it in my brain, in my mind. So, okay, everything's good. And I looked on my online banking, and sure enough, it had been processed. The money was taken out. Magically, on the day I call, after a month and a half, my payment shows up. That's so much BS. And the reason I'm telling about this story, first of all, it made me so angry. So angry, I can't even fucking tell you how mad I was at the way this turned out with this company I'd been with and this woman that I've been with for over 30 years. She wants to play that game, and it's like, no, nope, 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 nope. But you got to play it because, for one thing, insurance companies are like the mafia. You have to be insured. It's the law. Instead of going out with Tommy guns and killing people for the money, they just get the government to make it so that it's the law that you have to have insurance. It's a pretty sweet gig if you're on that end of it, but it's bad for everybody else. So anyway, that all turned out good. I mean, not good because it ruined my relationship with this gal I've known for over 30 years and had a good relationship with. That's done. The brokerage that I've done business with on numerous different insurances and different situations, that's ruined. They ruined it because they're lazy and they didn't do their job right. They have one job, process the money and get the insurance covered, and they can't do that. Not happy about that whole thing. But the reason I'm talking about that is I want to talk about insurance companies in general. And when I said they are like the mafia, actually they are worse than the mafia. They let the U.S. government be their henchmen for them. And at gunpoint, if you don't do what you're supposed to do and get your insurance, they put you in jail. It's a messed up game to start with. And the other thing is it's a $9 trillion industry. That's huge. The insurance industry is one of the biggest industries in the world. I'm trying to figure out why that's only worth $9 trillion, because they make $1 trillion a year profit. Now, if you go to New York City, or actually any big city, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, you see all these skyscrapers. Most of them are owned by insurance companies. Their company may not be in that building, but they own the buildings. Insurance companies own skyscrapers, the majority of them. Bankers, pensions. own almost all of them. Between those three, insurance, bankers, and pension plans, they almost own all of the skyscrapers in this country and across the world too. I don't know percentage wise on that, but in this country, those three entities, insurance companies, bankers, and pension plans, own almost all the skyscrapers. Something's wrong there. Something is very wrong there. So anyway, what happens is, and here's where the rub is. You know, there was a lot of wildfires in California and a lot of homes got destroyed. Well, guess what? They're not paying them. They're figuring out ways to get out of paying these people, even though they had insurance. They're figuring out ways not to, and they're going bankrupt, supposedly, and leaving the state. It's a game. It's a effed up game for you and me. If things don't go their way, they just change it so that it does go their way, and they make more and more and more profit. Now, here's what the insurance company supposedly is there to do. They take premiums from everybody, and when something bad happens to someone, they pay it, and everything's good. Their game is the majority of thing, people don't have problems. So they make money by paying out less than they bring in. But they've gotten that to an art. They take in a lot and pay out very little. They've got the smartest people on the planet figuring out how to get more and more of your money out of your pocket, and also figuring out how to pay less and less and less in claims. And it just gone up. The profits of the insurance companies over the last just 3 years have gone up incredible amounts. And so here's what the press and the insurance companies want us to think. Oh yeah, we're paying out all this all these claims for all this bad weather and all this devastation that's going on. It's costing us so much money, so we have to raise your insurance premiums. No, it's not hurting them. It's helping them. They're making more money now than they ever did, ever, and it's way more than you can even conceive in the first place. They're not getting hurt by this. They're better off. It's a gig. It's a game. And we're losing. And it's getting to the point where it's impossible. I've been insuring everything that needs to be insured for this household for close to 40 years now. As I said, I always pay on time, never even 1 second late. And it's getting to the point where I can almost not afford it anymore. It's a stupid amount of money that I'm spending every year on insurance and taxes. Both of those are going up. Those are my two biggest payouts now. It's stupid. I pay an enormous amount of money for taxes and insurance, and that's not right. That's absolutely not right. And people are going, Doge is such a bad thing. Elon Musk should be deported. No. If that doesn't happen, if we don't have an Elon Musk doing what he's doing, we're done. This country is done. He's doing extremely difficult work that's been at least said by other politicians they wanted to do it for decades. He's doing it, and it's not easy. It's very hard, first of all, to find it because they're really good at hiding their abuses, but he's finding it, and he also has to put up with people blowing up his cars and his dealerships and all the backlash. So, yeah, it's the insurance and the taxes are too much. They're fixing it with Doge, and I hope once that's fixed and all our taxpayer money not being squandered and stolen and abused and misused, he's going to go, okay, now we've done that. We got to take care of the insurance companies too. I hope that happens. I don't know if it will or not. And it may be somebody else. I don't know anybody else that could do it besides Elon and President Trump. But I hope they do. I mean, that'd be awesome. If we got our taxes under control that we pay and our premiums for our insurance under control and it actually did what it was supposed to do, we would be so awesome. It would be so cool. It can't be a government entity to do insurance because that would be abused. If we could do it through the government and it didn't get abused, it'd be awesome. But we need to figure out something where that plan, the way it's supposed to work, actually does work, where everybody pays in, a few people get hurt, and they get covered. And the people who are paying in, of course, it's way less than what it would cost them if they just suddenly had to come up with that money. First of all, most people wouldn't have it. And even if they did, it would be a very expensive situation where if they had this coverage like the insurance companies are supposed to work, a lot of people paying a little bit, taking care of the few people that actually have problems, major, massive problems, and it's covered. That would be so awesome if it really did it that way. It's not how it works right now. As I just explained, the insurance companies just keep getting richer and richer and richer by dollar amounts that we can't even conceive, trillions of dollars. It's almost as much as the federal budget. Not really. but it's crazy and it's stupid. And what I wanted to get out there on this is, I know everybody feels it. I know everybody feels the same way. We have to ensure that that's the next step that someone takes. And like I said, I don't know anybody better than Elon, but there are people out there that are smart enough and ambitious enough and committed enough to do it. We just have to find them, and we have to make this happen. And we have to be involved our own selves. And when I'm talking about Elon and Doge, when I say we have to be involved our own selves, we have to understand that there's going to be pain at times. In the end, it's going to be way, 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 way better. But in the interim, there could be some problems. And we can't go, oh, you can't do that to me. Do that to anybody else but me. I don't want to get any bad things happening to me. Well, suck it up, dude. Cowboy up. And let's get this done. We got to do it. Our country goes in the toilet if we don't. And, you know, if you get on X and listen to some of those libs talking, it seems like that's kind of okay with them. It's not okay. It's not okay for this country, the greatest country that's ever been on the planet in every conceivable way. It's not okay for it to just die off. We have to put forth the effort to keep it going and to keep it strong and to keep it good as it has been for centuries. There's been good and bad all along, and there's bumps in the road always, but we have to put forth the effort. You and me and everybody else in this country, we have to suck it up and say, okay, it's going to take a little bit of pain maybe to get things going right, but it'll be well worth it in the end. And the same thing we'll have to say with the insurance companies, if it comes to that, which I hope it does, and we get that straightened out too. I mean, they're big and strong and powerful, and it's going to be very hard to do, but yeah, we got to do it. We got to make this country great again. That's, to me, and I think a lot of people, whether they know it or not, taxes and insurance are killing us, and they got to get fixed. Taxes are being worked on, insurance is next, and it would be utopia here. I mean, we'd have to pinch ourselves all the time to remind ourselves that we're not dreaming if we got this taken care of. We'd have everything. We'd have a great country again. A golden era is coming, and this is how it's going to happen. But we just have to suck it up and say, okay, whatever. We know that the people that are working on it are doing the best they can. They're doing the best that they can to make sure that nothing bad happens to the people who deserve to get benefit, which is all of us. You know, we pay for these things through our taxes. We should get our money's worth out of it. And same thing with the insurance companies. We are paying these outrageous premiums, and we're not getting really that much out of it. Can you imagine? I'm so angry I could spit about this little teeny glitch that happened to me with the insurance company. Can you imagine being one of those people whose house burned down in California, and the insurance companies are going, sorry, yeah, you were covered, you've been paying your premiums all along, everything's good, except we can't afford to pay you. Bullshit! Cough up some of that $9 trillion that you got and pay out the premiums like you're supposed to. The insurance companies have the onus of paying when someone has a problem, but they only want to concentrate on receipts. They want the money coming in, they want none going out, and so they can build more skyscrapers and have luxury offices and pay in their top echelon unbelievable salaries. And it's all good for them, and it's working. I mean, they spent many decades figuring this out, and they've got it figured out pretty good, but we got to figure out how to get it back. Thank you.